So how do you start a business? Well, it takes a little imagination. But the basic thing you have to imagine is, what do people want? What do you want? What would you like to buy? Start there. And after that, when you realize it should be something that interests you as well, but after that, then it becomes, well, how do you actually put in place the blocks that will become a business? Well, you have to start with the resources you have. First of all, your own intelligence, number one. More important than that is your imagination. Imagine what it is that you want and imagine what it is people want, and then fill the gap. I don't care what it is. People want stuff. And if they don't know what they want, well, you tell them what they want and tell them why they should own it, and then you're in business. But the basic thing is you should be doing something that you want, that you personally like. That makes it easier because you'll no longer be going to work anymore. You'll just be going to have fun because that's what you're doing. You're selling stuff that you like to sell because it's fun. So you have to start with be inventive. And that's a very key word here. Invention is the master of business, the master of successful business. Use the tools you have, starting with your own imagination, of course, and your own intelligence. But when I started the saddle business at the urging of Elizabeth Taylor, who I'd been stalking around the world and writing what she considered unflattering journalism about her and her various dates and her various marriages and divorces from Richard Burton. She got me on a plane one day and said, "You're wasting your time. You should be doing something intelligent, selling a product." And she said to me what I'm just saying to you now. Yes, you should be selling something that people want. Sure, they like to hear scandal and salacious material there, but that's not for everybody, and now it no longer exists anyhow. The internet has taken over and everything else is different. So when I started the business, I used what was available. What was available then was catalogs and brochures. So I made a catalog, the Australian Stock Saddle Company, and that was my first catalog. This was pre-internet. There was no internet then. But there were catalogs, and catalogs were a big deal. So I put together one and had an order form in it and put all pictures of all my product and took all the pictures myself and wrote all interesting stories about why you should own an Australian stock saddle and put this catalog out, which I sold. And now today, I got up to, this is volume 13, which is the last one I made, but there are people who are now selling this collection of catalogs for thousands of dollars, the actual collection. I don't even have a collection of it. I don't have every catalog. Isn't that a disgrace? But I'm a guy who goes forward and thinks about too much about the details of things. Get the big picture. If you're sailing a ship across an ocean, you've got to know where the winds are and where the currents are, and they're the basic tenets of sailing a ship, and how well your ship can handle the winds and handle the waves and all that. You are now sailing your own ship with your own product, so you build a ship, and today it's all the internet. And it's YouTube and putting together visuals, which has taken the place of this. So we think. However, I think that everything goes in circles in this world. And the mechanical typewriter was replaced by the electric typewriter that was replaced by computers that is now being replaced by AI, and that'll be replaced by something else. So it's all steps going forward. However, I think that people still like to hold something in their hands. It's a very primitive thing, holding something in their hands. And now they can hold this in their hands and read it. So I think the catalog is going to have a rebirth. Amazon, their first campaign to sell massively to people was with the catalog. And guess what? They used the post office. And guess what? The post office is still there. It is still cheaper than UPS by far. It's about half the cost of UPS. So if you wanted to come up with a vitamin or come up with something that you personally think would be good, some part of a sewing machine or a lawnmower, I don't know, anything you like, take it to the post office. Take the catalog to the post office or take a flyer to the post office. I still think the post office is a marvelous place to go because it's cheap. It's so inexpensive. You can do a postcard in the post office for, I think it's 12 cents or 15 cents or something, some small amount, just a postcard. And the postcard would have your address on it and a message on the back, and that would be it. And you could send that out to 10,000 people. And if the cost of that was 10 cents, well, you'd have a lot of circulation there. If you targeted the audience, you wouldn't send it out to just everybody. If you're selling something, in my case, it's saddles, so I target people who have horses because they need saddles. But if you want to reach musicians, say, well, you'd maybe invent a drum or invent something or some sort of metronome or something that they could use, something they'd want. And if you're into music, well, you'd find something that you liked and you'd be selling them that. You'd know it would work because you've used it. You have to be inventive, and that's the secret of business, being inventive and using the materials available at that time. And now it's all the internet. Well, the internet is great. However, everybody's on there. The competition is fierce. But competition is not to be, if you're selling something for which there's no competition, that's a red light. So who wants it? Nobody. You got no competition selling this. So the fact you generate competition is proof that what you are selling is of a need and has a market. That's really what it's about, identifying the market, identifying who it is you want to reach, and find out how to reach them. And the cheapest way to reach anybody is still the post office. That's the oldest trick in the book. And before the post office, there was a Pony Express, which I'm going to reinvent the Pony Express. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get riders across America. Maybe it'll be 5,000 riders, and each of us will do maybe 20 miles or 15 miles on our horse, and we'll plot it out, stop to stop to stop, and we'll have a bag just like they had in the old days, a Pony Express. Here it is. That's how they delivered it. Horses galloping until they couldn't gallop anymore. They'd gallop them for 10 miles, 15 miles, whatever it was, and then hand over their bag, and they'd hand it over to the person who was actually on the horse, galloping along. You'd gallop beside him, hand the bag over, and on he would go. That's how the post office started, with the Pony Express. But it started somewhere. So with a business, you have to actually start somewhere. There's no such thing as just thinking about it and wondering about it and dreaming about it. Don't dream about it. Do it. And make mistakes. Every mistake you make is a great blessing because you've learned something and you overcome that and you make more mistakes. But every successful enterprise was built on mistakes that were learned from. And that's the key to doing business. But the real key is to have your heart in it. And to get your heart in it, you got to love it. Love it. Love what you sell. Don't be ashamed of what you sell. And if you are ashamed of it, don't sell it. Sell something that you are proud of. That's my advice. And I'm Colin Dan Garden. Thanks for this moment of inspiration. I hope that it is inspiration. And thanks for listening to me. Cheers, mate. And here's more good news. Click on the link, enter Colin Show 20, and you'll get a number for up to 40% discount for Magic Mind. And it's fabulous. I've never endorsed anything before in my entire life, but I love Magic Mind. And I don't care about endorsing anything, but I'm using Magic Mind regardless. It's great.